My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Big news of the day for the Browns, who will practice today, and then they get a little bit of a holiday break as we get ready to ramp up for the season opener a week from Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys at Cleveland Browns Stadium. So the two big stories today to start things off, Deshaun Watson's contract restructured, and then the Browns move on from Tyler Huntley, and they're going to re-sign Deonta Foreman and get ready for him to play running back. It was interesting because we were all sitting around going, well, the Browns have four quarterbacks. What are they doing? I don't understand why they're in this situation. But if you look at it now, it looks like general manager Andrew Berry was just kind of buying himself a little bit more time to try to be able to trade Tyler Huntley before they, you know, gave him away for nothing. And so that's where they sit with him right now. And in the past, he's been able to get draft picks. You know, we saw what he did last year with Josh Dobbs. This year, coming up a little bit short trying to trade him. So we'll see if he gets picked up, when he gets picked up. Imagine if he doesn't get picked up.
Oh, I bet he'll get picked up. He's probably better than a chunk of the quarterback twos, quarterback threes that are floating around the league right now. Somebody will want him as a backup quarterback. But, I mean, again, it's we all forget that watching Tyler Huntley play football is not a pretty endeavor. And that's not
well, if you believe that, then maybe he's not going to get picked up. And you have the Browns don't have a quarterback on the practice squad right
now. It's more like if you were to take Tyler Huntley or Taylor Heinicke, who do you take? It's probably Taylor Heinicke. And the only reason you take Heinicke is because he's the new Ryan Fitzpatrick in that he has super high highs and super low lows. Tyler Huntley is kind of like a middle of that stuff, except it's like a middle of really low scoring football. So I think he will get picked up. The question is I don't think anybody wanted to give up any picks for him.
Even the seventh rounder. It's interesting. Jeff is off today. Dan Menigan's in today, in case you're wondering the voice. All right, let's talk about the other big story, Deshaun Watson's contract restructure. I just think these contracts and you know, dead cap and things that just fans care about but don't really care about, for some reason, it seems because I think because we have ownership that's willing to spend money here.
Exactly.
And they don't worry about it, and they're happy to kick the can down the road, and they're happy to write a big check to Deshaun Watson to give him all this cash up front. And so, you know, now all of a sudden you've freed up $36 million in the contract restructure for Watson. Now you're only $4 million over the cap next year, and you're the team with the most space right now to be able to go out and sign somebody if you want to do it this season. If you want to be able to do it this season, which I think gets fans like super excited going, oh, look at all this money they have. Now they can spend some money. They can go out and get somebody.
Right.
I thought you put it well. This is more about next year than it is about this year. And every time we're kind of like, we lean into this, like, well, maybe this means, you know, who knows? They could bring somebody in. They can afford it. Maybe if they got to make a trade or You know, one of these guys that's holding out, you know, hey, we need a left tackle. I don't know. Maybe, no team is throwing in the white towel right now in the season. Even as bad as they may look, no one wants to tell their fan base it's over before game one. So, you know, if it's a steadfast player who is a fan favorite in another city who a team may not want to pay next year, you're still not doing that the week before the season starts.
Well, in our social media mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads, like the Bone Collector does here, where he says, $66 million over, and they just sit on it for the season. Trent Williams is $20 million, still would have a ton left over. So here's the problem with that. If Trent Williams isn't showing up to the 49ers to play football as their starting left tackle without a new contract extension, trading for him, you would have to up his pay as well. He's 36 years old. You have to keep that in mind. He is 36 years old.
So he'll be 39 when it's over?
He would be 30. Let's say you handed him a three-year contract extension. He would be 39 years old, which is, hey, good for you. Stay in shape. I know everybody's, you know, the more we learn about the human body, the longer we're able to perform at these high levels. And that's outstanding. But do you really want to hand a three-year contract of the highest paid left tackle to a guy who's really good right now, but is 36? And also, he's able to kind of play this game with the Niners and take these fines because he's earned $171 million in his career. So, like, taking a couple fines in between to try to play the long game, like, it almost sounds like a guy who's...
He's at, like, $4 million now for sitting out, and he's out, I think, $1.4 million if he misses the first game.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for him, like, if all of us had $171 million, I'm pretty sure we would call our employer and go, I'm gone. Goodbye. Take care of yourself. Or, hi, pay me more, and if you don't, so long, goodbye, take care of yourself. It's a different kind of animal. So it's like he knows what he's worth and can play this game with the Niners because he knows what he's worth.
All right, did you catch Josina Anderson's tweet on him or ex mention?
No, what did Josina have?
She said they've stated that they're hearing Trent Williams wants to be paid, like the very important piece he is. Another league source added this morning, San Francisco is between a real rock and a hard place because Trent is not playing around. Something may have to give unless you're allowing for big adjustments next season.
Again, he has $171 million in the bank, or at least in some form of equity.
I'm sure he spent a little bit of that.
Oh, without question. But needless to say, he's probably in decent shape financially. So when you come from that position, it's a different animal when it comes to negotiation. So it's part of the reason why between a Brandon Ayuk, between all those guys, I think this is a move that just makes 2025 more palatable and makes it that you're, at least as of right now, now we'll get an updated number at the end of the year, but right now you're $6 million over the cap, and you can kind of, you can find $6 million pretty easily by cutting one guy doing this, doing that, boom, all right, we're under the cap, let's roll. So
I cannot imagine looking at my wife going, you know, I'm going to sit this one out. I think I can get more money. $4 million in fines? No big deal. I'd be sleeping with the dogs.
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, the vast majority of us listening, if you have made $171 million to this point in your life, I don't think we would be showing up to work. Like, I'm not trying to pull the Phelps of, like, you'll know I hit the lottery because you'll never see me again or hear me again.
Right.
But, like, I think a lot of us listening right now, if we had that situation, we'd be like, take it easy. I'm going to go play golf. If you need me, here's my number. You know, here's the number that it'll take to get me to come back. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm going to go do whatever in the world I want to do. I'm going to go to Ibiza for a while and go hang out. You know, I'm going to go hang in the southern tip of Croatia.
With the Deshaun part of this deal, okay, and that they've, you know, essentially you're talking about kicking the can down the road on this. If Deshaun lives, if Deshaun executes the rest of his contract here, then none of this kind of matters, does it? It's not, you know, it's not really, you know, you talked about the New Orleans situation. So, I'm looking for help on this. Deshaun plays out the rest of his contract here, then this dead cap, under the cap, over the cap, signing bonus stuff, does it really matter?
So I am not a capologist. I will not claim to be any kind of an accountant. Math was a decent suit of mine, not a strong suit in any way. So I can only give you the 101 level of this stuff. So there are, they're called void years. You could call them decoy years or holder years, whatever you want to prefer, on the tail end of this contract. And the job of those is to basically make it like, all right, we have bagels in the room, correct?
Yes. Oh, by the way, thank you, Pooh Bah.
Thank you, Pooh Bah,
on the anniversary, bringing in bagels. Look at that. All right.
So with a bagel comes cream cheese, right?
Yes.
And what do? You take a giant dollop of that cream cheese, you put it onto the bagel.
Yeah, too much cream cheese, though, it dilutes the bagel.
And then you spread the cream cheese, right?
Right, right.
So what is happening right now is they're taking that dollop of contract that Deshaun Watson has on the cap, and they're spreading it out.
Yeah.
Just like you would cream cheese on a bagel.
But is there more cream cheese than actual bagel? Because those are the worst.
Well, no, it's very light in the beginning, hence the reason that right now he's looking at a base guaranteed salary of $1.2 million. So they're spreading that bad boy down so that it might be a little bit thicker on the back end. All right? So that's kind of the best way to describe it. So like next year, his cap number will go up a little bit more. And the year after, his cap number will go up a little bit more. And then those void years will have a couple other number. So when his contract is done in 2026, you will have cream cheese that has fallen off of the side of the bagel and is kind of on the other side of the bagel. That's the kind of the best way to describe it.
Yeah, but does that make sense? Have you eaten it and you don't have to worry? Once you take that last bite, do you have to worry about the cream cheese?
Right.
You have to worry about any of that.
Yeah. It's still there. You still have to deal with it even though the bagel is gone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So it's almost like maybe the better way to put it would be it's on the side of your hand.
All right.
So that's kind of the
best
way to describe
it. Again, I still think fans look at this and go, oh, look, the Browns have all of this cap space. They're going to go out and get someone.
Where's my shiny? Where's my new shiny?
Yes.
I want new shiny. Yep, I understand.
Deshaun did his part to be a team player, and I'm saying to a point, he took the check now.
I was going
to
say.
Good job, Deshaun, taking the check. You'd be a teammate of mine anytime.
It would be the same thing.
You're going to get the money. It's like winning the lottery. Do you want the deferred payments
exactly.
Or do you want it right now?
You want the lump sum.
Although, with the lump sum, it's significantly less because they're basing it on the interest. For the lottery here, he's just getting it. It's even better than the lottery. Right? It's better than the lottery. Because with the lottery...
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
They're giving you the money, and then the future money down the road is based on interest. With this, he's getting the money. There's no question.
Welcome to economics on basketball.
No, it's not economics. It's sitting around daydreaming going, oh, if I win the lottery, we do it. Talk about worthless moments in your life. You buy a lottery ticket, and you sit there and say,
remember.
You know, it's a very big decision when the guys downstairs say, would you like a lump sum payment on that? Oh, you know what? No, it's only $4 million. I don't want the lump sum. I'd rather have I'd rather have it spread out a little bit. Not
if
a problem.
If you win the lottery, step one, hire a lawyer. That's step it right two there. In Ohio. Step one, hire a lawyer.
Let me give you step one.
All right.
Ready? Step one in Ohio. Keep your mouth shut. Enjoy the cash and don't be braggadocious about it. Because you know how many people are going to be calling you the next day? Like, I wonder how many of Deshaun's friends are like, hey, Deshaun, you got like,
hey,
I don't know.
I heard rumor you had a check written with your name on it.
I heard you got some cash. Deshaun, you know, I'm just looking for, I don't know, a couple condos. You think, just give me, can I have your interest for the day? Oh, all right. Sounds good. Oh, yeah, no problem. So you get in trouble.
Man. All right. Step one, keep your mouth shut. Step two, hire a lawyer. That's what you do when you
win
the lottery.
It's so simple. All right. What do you think of this deal now? Deshaun Watson gets all this cash up front. You know, you're looking at where the Browns are on the cap right now. To me, I think a lot of times we talk about these cap stories and dead cap and cap and, you know, what's it going to do to everything. And again, if you have an owner that's willing to cut these checks in the beginning and not sit around and go, we're poor. I don't think it's a huge problem. But they do have the cap space. Are you expecting them to take this money and spend it? I just don't see it. And then the other part of it is we've had a lot of people calling to go, oh, Tyler Huntley should be the starting quarterback. I shouldn't say a lot. Maybe 2 or 3% of our callers have said that. Anybody upset by that? I don't think it's a big deal. I think he just sat at the poker table for an extra day and said, you know what, let's see if we can trade him before we actually do this. So we're going to keep 4 quarterbacks on the roster, and now you're down to 3. Kevin Stefanski is going to speak a little bit later. We'll hear that from practice. We're also going to check in with Daryl Ryder at noon. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. The two big stories today for the Browns. Out of Berea, Deshaun Watson's contract has been restructured. It creates $35.832 million in cap space, and the Browns converted $44.79 million of Watson's $46 million 2024 base salary into that signing bonus. That was according to Field Yates and multiple other reports that have been out there, too. The move gives the Browns more than $62 million, the most cap space in the NFL. I'm Andy Baskin. He is Dan Menigan. Jeff is off today. It is our fanniversary, so I just want to let you know, 13 years. Thank you so much. I remember sitting down here 13 years ago. Andy Roth will tell the story about, I think I was by myself the first day. And I was amped.
Really?
Oh, my God. Andy,
I can see maybe, you being amped.
Maybe Andy will come in. I mean, like, I was just so pumped up to do the show. I can't remember the last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the poobah has entered the room.
Poobah, please don't tell me we have the, I don't want to ever hear it again from the first time. Hi, Poobah. Thank you for the bagels.
Hello, Poobah. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for the bagels.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. So I was actually prepared to come in today.
Oh, you were?
Because I wanted to thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So
mark the calendar.
No, it's so when Dustin resigned on Monday, he thanked you.
I asked those guys if I could pop on their show.
And,
after
that, so. You know, it was so weird because one of the first things you did was you did an audition tape with Tim Richards
over at
Star 102.
Yep.
And you did a tape with Dustin. And I heard what you told me about Dustin, which was, hey, he's good. But you guys were way too friendly.
Oh, I know. I did.
It was like, hey, AB, and oh, look at, yeah, that's good. And it just was no way that was going to work. But you were right in how natural he was and what a good guy he is. And as soon as we popped him on with Bull on a digital line, they didn't even see each other.
This is crazy. Have you ever heard the story?
No, I haven't.
This is how Andy figured out that, you know, that Bull and Fox would be good together.
Yeah, literally, you know, we were trying to figure out how to use Dustin, and Adam had some ideas on a guy he would want to work with. And Dustin fits some of those criteria, but he never worked in radio before. So when it was time, I said, hey, okay, Dustin, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put you in a studio. And you're going to talk down the line. He said, what does that mean?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And literally he and
hey, at least he
Adam,
asked.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Talk for like 12 minutes. And it was messy. But it was so good. It was so good. And you can just tell there was chemistry. And it was because Dustin knew, like, okay, whatever this guy tells me, I'm going to talk back to him. And that's the best thing about Dustin, and I think the best thing about you, Andy. You understand conversation. You understand what it means to talk to people. And over the 13 years we've been here, it's the one thing I'm really proud of. because this station listens to people. We want to make sure that you guys get a chance to talk on air. And especially today on a day where we're celebrating, I usually write a note to you guys. I couldn't do it today. I just couldn't do it. With
sorry,
Dustin leaving.
You brought us bagels. That's good.
Yep.
You know the way to our heart. Food.
Yeah, feed us.
Free food, man.
Yeah, you know how we operate.
Mm-hmm.
We're all full of words.
I do want to ask you a question.
You said that you were an adult today, Menigan, and I laughed, and I'll say it again.
In the eyes of the law, I am. If I do breaking and entering, that's all 5 right, to
all
10.
Right. All right. I don't want to waste too much of your time.
Yeah, but no, hang on. I want to bring up a question.
We waste our own time, Dad.
This came up on the afternoon show, and I thought it was special, and I thought it was kind of unique because I was listening to these guys yesterday. And Nick was talking about, when he was in Charlotte and how nobody on the station there is from Charlotte.
Right.
And that when you look at what we have, I mean, outside of right now, I mean, Jonathan's not originally from here, but Jonathan, like, to me, he's Mr. Eastsider. Like, he's totally into the conversations. He gets it. He understands. He may not always have the same opinion you may get from somebody from Northeast Ohio, which is fine, but, like, he gets it. Like, I feel like he's 100% a part of our community. He's been married.
I'll give you a secret.
But I do think it's unique that all of us that have these shows throughout the day, we're all from here. And how important. I think that's unbelievably important. But you have to see that, especially for somebody who came in from another market to be here. So when they brought this up yesterday, I was like, wow, that is kind of crazy that we're all from here.
I'll give you a secret. And it's something that I learned by listening. So everyone knows I'm from New York.
Right.
And WFAN launched with a lot of national names, not New Yorkers. And it didn't hit until they had New Yorkers on the air.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mike and the Mad Dog. Yeah. And at that time, Dave Sims, a punter was on the air. Ed Coleman was there. Like all these names that people may not know. Dave Jennings was the punter from the Giants that wound up working a lot on FAN. So I also worked in Philly. And all the Philly shows were not necessarily Philadelphians, but they always had one tie to Philly. And when I started to build or think about this station, I thought about the same thing, that it's really important that, like, when you talk about Cleveland Heights, that identifies with people. That means something to people when you can say, I'm from here. I know that street, that store that used to be there. Everything about Cleveland Heights, and Jeff does Medina, and he knows a lot of other stuff. Dan, you pop in with some stuff.
Yeah.
You have to have a tie to Cleveland, and it was a one tie per show idea.
Oh,
so that's how everything got through. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned Peterlin. Like, Peterlin's great, but he didn't really get to host a lot of shows until he was a Clevelander.
Hmm.
That's the key. You got to be a Clevelander to talk to Cleveland. And I think in sports radio, you do too.
Did it take you a minute to figure that out, though?
No.
Oh, you knew it right away. Huh?
Right away here, you had to. And that's because I listened a lot. I had a ridiculous conversation with you that I still will bring up to this day, that Omar Mascel was a Hall of Famer, and knew right then that if all Clevelanders thought like that, we're going to need some more people like that to at least entertain that ridiculous thought. So might as well hire this guy and see the
you're
fun.
Still on an island, because I would say I probably would have.
It's important.
If I did a poll right now, 90% of
the great thing
Indians
about Cleveland and
home.
Doing all the research that I did, and also hearing you guys, is how important Cleveland is to Clevelanders. People have such a pride for this place that if you don't wear it on your sleeve, people won't respect you.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough.
Anyway, happy anniversary. Thank you for bringing us Dustin.
Well,
it's a big day for him, and I just want to I'm not going to go on air with him today, but it's good that he's doing what he's doing.
It was just because Dustin had come on TV. I was using him on our Sunday night show to talk Browns and Buckeyes. And then, and I knew his dad had a radio background too. And I thought that was like, I'm like, he kind of gets it. He understands it. And he kind of grew up in it and understood it. And I remember walking up to, we were at a Joe Hayden flag football fundraiser at Cleveland State, and I'm like, hey, there's a new radio station. There's a new sports talk coming. And he was like, what? And I go, let me get you a hold. Let's try to make a love connection here. So, and then you guys ended up talking. But I do think it would have been interesting. Although, in the times that I filled in on the afternoon show to do the show with Dustin, do those shows end up sounding like two buddies doing the show or no?
Well, no, mostly it's because you suck.
Well, that's fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. But when I did fill in and do shows.
No, I told you right. You suck on those shows. That's why you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Get out of here now. I'm trying to be nice.
You did great. That's why you kept on filling in. And thank you for 13 years, Andy.
Oh, thank you for 13 years. Mazel tov. 13 years, my friend. Good job.
Now you're slumming it with me.
Poor it's okay.
Man. You poor, poor man.
He thinks he's funny when he turns off my mic and he walks
out. Ladies and gentlemen, the poobah has left the room.
I don't know. I think it's interesting when you listen to the background of the station, you hear some of the stuff that's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And that Jeff and I now, because I mean, our show is the only original show that's now sitting in the same time slot. So we have gone through like 10,000 producers, just so you know that. Yeah. Although I think you may have won the award for longest running producer.
I think I have. This is bizarre. I don't know if I like it.
Although you do realize that almost every one of our producers have fallen forward.
Oh, I know. It's why I'm waiting for the Seattle Supersonics gig to open up. I mean, if Jake Chapman can find his way to the Orlando Magic gig and Filar is with the Detroit Pistons,
yeah,
I'm telling you, man, the Supersonics are going to need somebody. I'm available.
I'm pretty sure everyone that's sat in that booth or sat in your chair has moved up. That's so someday you're going to do it. So I feel good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You'll probably be some big national host.
Please call all of my loved ones and tell them the same thing.
Jeff and I'll be here 13 years from now. Remember that person that was born in 1904? Oh, let's talk to Dan Menigan. What's he doing now? He's got his gigantic show where he makes millions a year. Dan, can we borrow a couple nickels? Thank you. Appreciate it.
You could get a few more than a couple nickels. Lord knows with inflation, we won't even have change at that point.
No, that's true. That's a good point. All right, so let's go. I do want to, you want to hold this or we want to play this now? It's kind of ran out of time a little bit here.
But yeah, we're up against it.
I said I promised this James Palmer cut on Deshaun Watson. We'll play it for you in a second. So,
yeah, we'll have it for you in a little bit. It's a great one.
I look at the situation, and again, it just screams to me because I got a couple phone calls this morning. They're like, oh, my God, the Browns guy, about all this cap space, they're going to go out and get somebody. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think so. They do. I mean, if something crazy fell into their laps and they wanted to rework their entire, you know, algebra system over there to try to figure out how to stay under cap or stay close to the cap without going extremely over next year, that they understand it and they kind of get that. I will say this, that, you know, say what you will about ownership on any sports team, but the fact that the Haslams want to cut a check like they cut today to give Deshaun Watson all that cash up front, how many times have we sat around and go, oh, we have owners that don't want to spend money on this, and why can't we keep our own guy, and blah, 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 blah. The Haslams have never once, and Dan Gilbert too, both those groups, I've never once questioned whether they have enough money to keep somebody.
The last thing you cannot call the Haslams is cheap. Like, you flat out can't call them that, because what they are doing here requires a lot of liquid cash and the ability to cut these checks and go, all right, here you go. Like, Mike Brown down in Cincinnati can't do this. The Green Bay Packers, they don't do this very often. Like, a lot of teams won't do it. The big two that are doing it are the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I partially wonder if in the next CBA, if they're going to continue to let teams do this. Because it kind of does seem like a loophole that they're able to then cash all these guys out, be able to have this giant cap number, and then roll it over to the next year so that you can build upon that one. I mean, good golly. Like, it kind of seems like...
This brings me to another subject we're going to get to here. Maybe not today, maybe even tomorrow, but the whole private equity part of owning teams in the NFL.
10%.
So, it could put more teams in the same position that we're in, right? With private equity?
God,
or do you
yes.
think every penny is just going to be under the microscope with private equity?
No, I think it opens the door for exactly what you said, way more teams with way more liquid cash to be able to come in and do this. The one I think, man, and I'm waiting for it, I think the Saudis are coming. And that's one of the reasons I'm looking at this, is I think the Saudis are coming.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call it in, is the Fanniversary. That's why we spend so much time with Poobah. So don't freak out. He's not going to be a regular on the show or anything. Because I get, like, a lot of feedback when he's on. So, when we come back, I do want to talk about the Guardians. It was kind of refreshing to open up the standings today and go, okay, one game lead. And yesterday's game was exciting. I mean, I was sucked in on the whole thing. So let's talk about the Guardians. We're going to get more into baseball. We're going to talk to senior baseball writer for thescore.com. He is Travis Sawchek, and he has been with us before. We love having him on. He's on next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.